Then afterwards they lay quiet, side by side, all length of ankle, thigh, hip, and shoulder touching, Robert Jordan now with the watch where he could see it again, and Maria said, "We have had much good fortune." "Yes," he said, "we are people of much luck." "There is not time to sleep?" "No," he said, "it starts soon now." "Then if we must rise, let us go to get something to eat." "All right." Thou art not worried about anything?"
"No."
"Truly?"
"No, not now."
"But thou hast worried before?"
"For a while."
"Is it aught I can help?"
"Nay," he said, "you have helped enough."
That was for me."
"That was for us both," he said. "No one is there alone. Come, Rabbit, let us dress." But his mind, that was his best companion, was thinking La Gloria. She said La Gloria. It has nothing to do with glory, nor La Gloire, that the French write and speak about. It is the thing that is in the Cante Hondo and in the Saetas. It is in Greco and in San Juan de la Cruz, of course, and in the others. I am no mystic, but to deny it is as ignorant as though you denied the telephone, or that the earth revolves around the sun, or that there are other planets than this. How little we know of what there is to know. I wish that I were going to live a long time instead of going to die today, because I have learned much about life in these 4 days. More, I think, than in all the other time. I'd like to be an old man and to really know. I wonder if you keep on learning, or if there is only a certain amount each man can understand. I thought I knew about so many things that I know nothing of. I wish there was more time.
You taught me a lot, Guapa, he said in English.
What did you say?
I have learned much from thee.
Que va, she said. It is thou who art educated.
Educated, he thought. I have the very smallest beginnings of an education, the very small beginnings. If I die on this day, it is a waste, because I know a few things now. I wonder if you only learn them now because you are oversensitized because of the shortness of the time. There is no such thing as a shortness of time, though. You should have sense enough to know that, too. I have been all my life in these hills since I have been here. Anselmo is my oldest friend. I know him better than I know Charles, than I know Chubb, than I know Guy, than I know Mike, and I know them well. Augustine, with his vile mouth, is my brother, and I never had a brother. Maria is my true love and my wife. I never had a true love. I never had a wife. She is also my sister, and I never had a sister, and my daughter, and I never will have a daughter. I hate to leave a thing that is so good. He finished tying his rope-soled shoes. I find life very interesting, he said to Maria. She was sitting beside him on the robe, her hands clasped around her ankles. Someone moved the blanket aside from the entrance to the cave, and they both saw the light. It was night still, and here was no promise of morning except that as he looked up through the pines, he saw how low the stars had swung. The morning would be coming fast now in this month.
Roberto, Maria said.
Yes, Guapa.
In this of today, we will be together, will we not?
After the start, yes.
Not at the start?
No, thou wilt be with the horses.
I cannot be with thee?
No, I have work that only I can do, and I would worry about thee.
But you will come fast when it is done?
Very fast, he said, and grinned in the dark. Come, Guapa, let us go and eat.
And thy robe?
Roll it up, if it pleases thee.
It pleases me, she said.
I will help thee.
Nay, let me do it alone.
She knelt to spread and roll the robe, then changed her mind and stood up and shook it so it flapped. Then she knelt down again to straighten it and roll it. Robert Jordan picked up the two packs, holding them carefully so that nothing would spill from the slits in them, and walked over through the pines to the cave mouth where the smoky blanket hung. It was 3:10 by his watch when he pushed the blanket aside with his elbow and went into the cave.